Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Well, I think almost immediately, you know, the security situation changed for all of us. Leadership climate is set at the top. So if the president's saying things like that, you can imagine people on the ground, what they're doing, the calls into our office, et cetera, into our teams, the calling of police. You know, I think I've been through dangerous situations before, so it doesn't change, you know, my feeling about speaking my mind. But obviously, the president took issue with one sentence in a video and was calling for our death. I think that's inappropriate.
Well, there seems to be some problems and there's some backpedaling going on with this issue. Mark Cox is here to talk about it with us. Mark, these Democrat senators have said that they want to make sure that the U.S. military isn't responding to unlawful orders. And that apparently can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And now they're having to backpedal.
What a shame. You know, I read today that the Department of War might recall Senator Mark Kelly to the military so that they can hold a military tribunal for him. Now, I can't imagine them carrying through with that threat. But here's the thing that shocked me the most about this, Ryan, is that the entire reaction from the mainstream media has been focused not on the outrageous behavior of these six Democrats, but on the reaction to their outrageous behavior by Donald Trump. That amazes me. And I've heard people that refer to themselves as Republicans on other radio stations in town doing the same thing. They've completely focused on the fact that Donald Trump tweeted something about the penalty for sedition and not on the six people who encouraged young members of our military to defy orders. It's unthinkable. It's deplorable, I think, is the word I might use.
Mark, you know what's amazing to me, even as you're speaking, I'm realizing this wasn't just an offhanded comment that now somebody's getting in trouble for, because we see that in politics all the time, that you did an interview and you said so, you put your foot in your mouth. This was a plan. This was six Democrats, U.S. senators, who came at an issue and said, you know what we need to do? All get together and tell the military to consider not following orders. I mean, that's a decision.
There was an intentionality about it, and I did hear that fundraising letters were sent out the same day that the video was released. So it strikes me that right now none of them can say which illegal orders they were actually referring to. I heard one, Alyssa Slotkin, say that she didn't know of any illegal orders, but there might be some. So it's almost like they either they did it just to fundraise, or they did it because they must believe there's some decision pending somewhere in Donald Trump's administration that they might be able to come out and label as illegal. And if they've already produced this video in advance, then they can come out and say, this is what we were warning you about. I can't envision any other reason you would do it. It's really outrageous, and particularly for the ones that have been in the military. I think almost all of them had served, and the one had served in the CIA, I believe. They should all know better.
Absolutely. I mean, the Mark Kelly thing, like you were saying, for him to be in active reserve and then to do this, I mean, what a boneheaded move. Like that's just, you're just asking for problems.
Well, the U.S. Military Code of Justice, I think, pretty well spells this out. There's a process that a member of the military is to go through if they believe the order they've been given is not proper. And there is a process for that appeal to be heard, the proper way to do it. And if you bypass that, you could be court-martialed. And if you're found guilty of it, one of the possible outcomes of that is death. Donald Trump didn't make any of that up. I mean, it wasn't. He just pointed out that he felt their behavior was seditious. And I don't know. I again, am amazed that the overreaction to what Trump said instead of some major overreaction that there should have been to what these six Democrats said.
Mark, another issue that happened this weekend. Tell me a little bit about what you thought about this meeting.
You're a billionaire. You have a different address nowadays than you used to. But you used to call New York City home. Would you feel comfortable living in New York City under a Mamdani administration?
Yeah, I would. I really would. Especially after the meeting. Absolutely.
What makes you comfortable?
We agree on a lot more than I would have thought. I think he's, I want him to do a great job.
Trump and Mamdani, do you like seeing these guys get together?
I would say, Kami Mamdani, Trump's your daddy. that's what happened, Ryan, in that photo op that they held in the Oval Office. My biggest disappointment is when I found out that they weren't going to allow open press for the meeting. That would have been on the level of the Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi in the Oval Office with Donald Trump that time when they were begging him to force the cameras out of the room so they could do their back table deal with him. And instead, Trump made the cameras stay. And in this case, he met privately with Mamdani, then came out and sat at the desk and let Mamdani stand behind him like a schoolboy that had been called in for bad behavior. Mamdani was in so far over his head, it wasn't even funny. My guess is he realizes that at some level now.
Boy, that did look funny. I mean, with Trump sitting there, it did look like, oh, Mamdani's just a guest here. He's just one of the many people that we shake hands with and sign autographs. You know, it just didn't look like he was the mayor or the future mayor of New York City.
Well, I enjoyed the imagery for sure. But, you know, for him to run back out, he was asked the question in the Oval Office, do you still think he's a fascist? Trump was screwing with him and said, you might as well go ahead and say yes. It doesn't matter. And then he ran out on the Sunday shows and said, yes, I think he's still a fascist. So he wouldn't say it standing in front of him, but he was willing to say it on the set of one of the morning shows.
You're exactly right. We've got those clips. We played those too. That's been part of the comedy of the show today. Well, let me ask you this, though, Mark. Is it good for these guys to be meeting? I mean, the report is that Mamdani, this is from Charlie Gasparino, that Mamdani was the one who actually requested this meeting. And Trump just said, sure, you know, come in. If you want to meet with me, come on in. That seems like, why wouldn't you take that meeting?
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, Donald Trump is not likely one to be intimidated. If the purpose of the meeting was to try to intimidate, he picked the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody in the world Donald Trump's afraid to negotiate with or look square in the eye. So if that's what it was probably a miscalculation on Mamdani's part. He probably needed to try to look big. And maybe in the eyes of his followers, that worked. I don't know. But I don't think it worked in the eyes of anyone else. He looked like he was 12 years old.
Yeah. Again, the optics were bad. And then, like you're saying, for Mamdani, I'm not sure what he's gaining from that meeting other than just that he's meeting with the president of the United States. Donald Trump is very famous. It does put him on that stage, I guess.
I'm surprised Trump didn't say something to him like, you know, Mayor-elect, I've got more money than your daddy. Like, because they're both rich. The guy's never worked a day in his life.
I didn't know that about him. He comes from wealth too, huh?
He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's never worked a day in his life. doing anything, and yet he's a limousine liberal and a democratic socialist, as he likes to describe it. I don't think there's any difference there, personally.
Oh, that's the best way to be a socialist, is to trip into money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mark, I've been hearing you talk about it, but I wanted to have you here to talk about this event and your raffle, if you wouldn't mind filling us all in on what's going on.
I got to tell you, I don't know if you and Brad remember this or not, but a couple years ago, you guys and Annie helped me a lot with my with this effort that I help out with each November. My friends at Responder Rescue, great organization. You know, this is a big month for backstoppers, and they do great work. Primarily the work they do is when officers are killed in the line of duty. Responder Rescue is there all year round for first responders who may be injured in the line of duty and not getting full pay, and they're behind on a bill or whatever the case may be. They step in and they help out. So a few years ago, I decided to help them out with this raffle each November, and great prizes this year. I just got to tell you, let me start this way though. The tickets are only $1. You have to buy a minimum of $10 because we use a charity website that doesn't charge any fee to the charity, but they require a minimum purchase of $10 for the transaction. So it's an easy way for Responder Rescue to raise money, and all the money goes directly to Responder Rescue. Not a dime of it is spent administratively here. Everything's volunteered. Three great prizes. I'll mention them real quick. One is I call it a liquor basket or a bourbon basket that I helped put together. And for people who are bourbon fans, they'll know I've got some Pappy Van Winkle in there. I've got a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. That bottle alone is worth $1,000. And then I've got several other bottles of bourbon. I would guess there's probably $2,000 worth of bourbon in this barrel, in this basket. And then, of course, I've got a bunch of other stuff that people have donated to help out with some rum and some moonshine, and Stolock whiskey out of Defiance has donated a tasting for 10 people in one of their bottles. It's just fantastic. You could win that. You could win a gun from the Range St. Louis West. They've donated a CZ 9mm handgun that they will be part of the raffle. And then there's a night at Lit Cigar Lounge where we had our 25th birthday party. They donated a night for, 10 people and a bottle service and cigars and all. It's worth about $1,000. So all you got to do is buy your tickets. The money goes straight to Responder Rescue. Just text the word responder to 33100. That's the best way to do it. We're behind a little bit. Ryan, I don't know if you heard about my accident. I think you did.
Oh, yeah.
I was off work for about a week earlier this month, and I wasn't at work pumping this raffle, and my donations are down a little bit, but my ribs are healing, and I need to sell more tickets between now and Wednesday at about noon when we pick a winner. Well, three winners actually will be picked at noon on Wednesday. And the person who donates the most, whether they win one of the three prizes or not, is going to get treated to dinner with blues legend Tony Twist and me and the folks from Responder Rescue. They're going to be invited out to a really nice dinner if they donate the most money this year to the raffle.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even see that on the sheet yet. That's news to me. Okay.
It's an addition. It's a late addition. Tony Twist volunteered to do it, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's great. That guy's funny.
Oh, that's super fun. So we're going to help you with this, Mark. So right now, if you're listening, text responder to 33100. And then you'll receive the link to your phone. And like Mark just said, $10 for 10 tickets. But then if you buy $25, you get 27 tickets. And if you do $50, you get 55 tickets. So there's options to sort of up the game there. And it all goes to a great cause. And I have to testify, Mark, I've seen you with these bourbon bottles when they come in. Now, I don't know if I've seen you with a bottle of Pappy's. But when the really good ones come in, I can tell how expensive it is based on the way you hold it. And the more it looks like you're holding a newborn baby, the more I'm like, that's an expensive bottle right there.
That's a good bottle. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited with all the generosity, because every single bottle that's going to be given away next Wednesday has been donated. I mean, somebody was nice enough to donate that bottle of Rip Van Winkle. It's 10-year-old. Kentucky bourbon that's probably worth $1,000 on the secondary market. So it was a great generosity on the part of everyone involved. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate
it. Yeah, Rip Van Winkle. I said the wrong thing. Text responder to 33100. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, they all refer to it as Pappy.
Okay.
But the 10-year is called Rip Van Winkle, and it's, you know, like I said, $9.99 a bottle if you can find it. Good luck to you.
Right. Okay. So text responder to 33100 right now, and you'll get that link, and we'll be watching it very closely because this is all for a great cause. Mark, you do it every year. Thanks for doing that. And then last thing for you before you go, sorry I'm holding you long here, but my wife and I are going to see a movie tonight, and I need you to weigh in on what we should see. There are three options. The first one is Wicked, the new Wicked movie. The second one is Now You See Me, Now You Don't, and the third is Running Man.
Well, you've got me at a disadvantage. I haven't seen any of them, and I think you had to have seen the first Wicked to see the second one, right?
Well, that's my impression, and I'm just hoping you say don't go see Wicked is all I'm looking for here.
I think I would avoid Wicked unless you're a huge Wicked fan and you've already seen the first one.
Okay, good. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to go tell her. Mark Cox told me on the air that we can't go see the movie.
My daughter went to see it the other night, but she's seen the first one, and I think that to make sense, it's the second half of the same movie. I could be wrong. I don't know anything about the other two, though.
Well, what I'm going to tell her is I've never heard of The Wizard of Oz or seen that movie, so I can't see any of this stuff. Mark, thanks for your time, and we'll watch this close, and we'll keep talking about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, and heal up. We're all rooting for you, and we're all rooting for Mark and this great raffle that he does every year. It is a great cause, and it's a lot of fun, too. You can win some fun stuff. Again, text responder to 33100, and it'll give you the link right there to your phone. All right, we'll take a short break and be right back. This is the Manny Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, I got an update on the date situation. My wife and I get a date night tonight. My parents are watching the kids. She texted me. I don't think she was listening. She texted me her choice of the three movies that I just told Mark about. The three movies were Wicked, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, and then The Running Man. And I just said, look, I just don't want to see Wicked. I didn't tell her this yet. I just kind of want to see what she thought without me intervening. And I looked to see who's in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. It's Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Isla Fisher, Morgan Freeman, Rosamund Pike, and then a few other people that you may have heard the names or not. But a lot of stars in that one. And she just texted me her choice, what we're going to see tonight. Do you know which one of those three?
Let's see here. The other one is Glenn Powell, and that's kind of like a remake of an 80s movie. So I'm going to say Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
That's what I would have thought too. Running Man.
Really?
She said she wants to go see Running Man.
Big,
so
big Glenn Powell fan?
Well, we just randomly last night, I said this already, that we watched a little bit, well, quite a bit of the new 28 Years Later zombie rage virus movie. Yeah. And it's freaky and it's very suspenseful because here's the thing. And I don't know what happens. We're only about halfway through because we had to stop because she's like, I'm a little freaked out. We need to watch something else.
Okay.
So we got halfway through it and she said, let's pause because it's a 12-year-old boy and my son's 11 and my daughter's 11
so
too.
So it gets a little real.
So it's like, oh, what if this happened? You know, my mind just doesn't go there.
Yeah.
Like, this will not happen. But her mind's going, what if this happened?
Yes.
And so she was getting a little freaked out because we're watching a 12-year-old boy with his dad and they both are archers. They both are bow and arrow guys. So they're on the mainland where all the zombies are, the rage virus are. And you're constantly seeing situations that aren't threatening necessarily to the kid because you're following the kid more. They're threatening to the dad. And then all of a sudden, what happens if the dad gets bit and then the son's left alone? That's the fear.
Okay.
That's the fear that they're setting up in the movie. I don't really know what happens, but she's been freaked out. So we had to stop and turn on something light and fun. So we turned on Saturday Night Live, and it happened to be the episode hosted by Glenn Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And this was we're about 2 weeks behind. And so we watched that, and it was a pretty good episode for the most part. There was a couple of stinkers in there, but it was good. And he's endearing. And she thought, oh, this guy's kind of cocky. And he's not. He wasn't that way in Saturday Night Live anyway. And so he came across very well
in
that show.
He's a very good actor is what he is.
He is a good actor, and he really went with some of these really goofy characters in a way that made him seem like a comic actor more than I thought he would be.
He did a special with Hulu, or a TV show series with Hulu called Chad Powers, and the premises of, I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but the premises of this is he is a disgraced former college Heisman winner who screws up the last play of the game that could have won his team, the national championship, and then he just spirals from there. So he's basically a loser. And then he finds out that this other NCAA team is going to have open tryouts for quarterback. He creates a character named Chad Powers, and his dad is a movie makeup guy. And so he steals some prosthetics from him, and he creates this different persona. And then he walks on and wins the quarterback job at this other place.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is hilarious. He is a great comedic actor.
Really?
Yeah, so it's Chad Powers and it's on Hulu. They've completed the season now and it ends on a cliffhanger.
So he was in Top Gun too.
Yes, Hangman.
And he was supposed to host Saturday Night Live at that point. And he tells this story on the recent episode that he got the phone call while he was sitting with his family just outside. They were doing something. And he got the phone call from Lorne Michaels, hey, we want you to come host Saturday Night Live. And he said it had been a dream of his whole life. And he started celebrating. He's high-fiving with his family. And then a UPS driver drives up at that moment and drops a package off. And they all start telling him, hey, this guy right here is going to host Saturday Night Live. Can you believe it? And they're high-fiving with that guy. Well, then COVID hit, and they had to delay the release of Top Gun. So he didn't get to host at that moment.
Because it wouldn't make sense.
They wouldn't have probably known who he was.
Right.
Lorne Michaels told him, look, people don't know who you are, so you can't host yet. And so this was like the redemption for him. And he told that story in his monologue. And then he brings up that UPS driver.
UPS driver. That's awesome.
It was really cool.
He's like, see, I told you.
We were watching it going, is this real? Yeah, it was. It was real. That was really that guy. And they had a picture of him back when that happened 4 years ago. It was pretty cool. So I think that changed my mind or her mind about Glenn Powell a little bit.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see Running Man tonight. How about that? So we teased this a little bit. Marjorie Taylor Greene is retiring. and she happened to be on this show exactly 2 years ago, Monday before Thanksgiving of 2023. She was here, and Annie did an interview with her, and I told Brad I would really like to play that back in the 2 o'clock hour. So we're going to do that next. If you have never heard that, stick around. We're going to kind of re-experience it together and see what Marjorie Taylor Greene was telling Annie Frye about her career and her life and her philosophy 2 years ago to the day. That's next here on The Annie Frye Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, it's the Monday before Thanksgiving, and 2 years ago to the day, this is Annie Frye interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Our strategy includes expanded lawful pathways for migration, strengthened consequences for unlawful entry at the border, removing a record number of individuals found to be ineligible for protection under the law, and increased partnership across the region to curb irregular migration.
That's November 8th, and that is Secretary Mayorkas just talking about how strong his administration, or this administration, I should say, has been on the border. Aren't you feeling it? Can't you tell? When you see all of the things that are facing this country right now, you're thinking, well, at least we got that border under control. Please. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene started an impeachment process, whatever her role was, to get the ball rolling. And I believe there were 8 Republicans that voted with Democrats to say, nope, not right now. It went to committee, as I understand it, not to put the vote on the floor. We're going to speak with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene here in a couple minutes about a new book that she has out. But we're going to ask her what it's like to be in Congress. And I want to know a little bit more about Marjorie Taylor Greene, the person who became a congresswoman. And we're going to get to the bottom of what her next step is in the impeachment process of Alexander Mayorkas. When we have done polls before in the show on the Annie Frye YouTube channel, and we've talked about impeachment, it is generally the case that the impeachment of Mayorkas far surpasses your interests in the impeachment of Joe Biden. The idea that the southern border is not secure and that the world is on fire and that we can't figure out a way to actually focus in on this issue and make it a top priority and make sure that everybody around the world knows that you can't just come into the southern part of our country. Where is that priority? I'm interested to hear what she's going to do next on that. Hope you had a great weekend. We have a Thanksgiving week here, holiday week. So come along and spend your work week portion of this with us. I mentioned the work week. Our YouTube live chat poll, we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. Is an 8-hour in-office work week an acceptable standard expectation? I think post-COVID people are going to maybe have different thoughts on this, but we want you to go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and join us there and make sure that you weigh in on why you vote yes or no on the YouTube live chat poll. Have you ever, Brad, held a standard 8-hour in-office work week?
Outside of this one? I don't even know if this one actually even counts because I do.
It could almost be more.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not in office. Well, you are in office.
In office, but also like there's out-of-office stuff that I do and pulling stuff for the show even after regular office hours. This is the closest that I've had to a regular 8-hour work, 8-hour a day work mm-hmm. in office work week.
I think that what you're doing here is the standard plus.
Yeah.
Which I feel like the main conversation happening culturally right now is the standard minus.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. You know, I've seen people say, well, they do it differently in other parts of the world. And it's like, well, yeah, but other parts of the world don't have the world's biggest economy. They're not the world's
leading. They also tax the snot out of their citizens
yes.
and provide a lot of things through the government that people come to America to get taken care of because they don't get it.
Yeah. For me, I think this is an acceptable expectation. And I'm not a big fan of people that aren't driven to work 40 hours.
Go to the Annie Fry YouTube poll. Join us there. Leave a comment. Leave a vote. And we will highlight your thoughts on that poll throughout the course of the show. So the book is out tomorrow. The book from Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She represents the 14th District of Georgia. It is shipping tomorrow. So if you go, you can, technically a pre-order now, but the books are going out tomorrow. So it's basically the same thing as if you were just going to order it. It would ship. You're going to get it right away. The book is called NTG. And that is going to be my first question for our guest, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. As I said, the 14th District of Georgia Congresswoman here on the Annie Fry Show today. Congresswoman, thank you for your time today. We're really grateful to speak with you.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Annie. I really appreciate it.
Of course. You know, the first question that I want to ask you, as I was looking through your book, and we're going to get to some of the details in there because it has to do with a lot of the key stories that we're watching happen in the news right now. You titled the book MTG, and I was going to ask you what it's like to be an acronym and if you embrace that, and then you named your book that. So I'm assuming that that's a yes.
Yeah, I've learned to embrace it. You know, I was just an ordinary American, really fed up with how our country was going and you know, kind of mad at Republicans, to be honest, because they were never stopping or still never stopped the Democrats' unbelievable destructive agenda. And I got labeled MTG. So I said, all right, you know what? I'll stick with it.
Yeah. Do people refer? Is that how they refer to you, to your face? Do you refer to yourself as MTG? I mean, I'm sure everyone's calling you Congresswoman, but you know, is that kind of your name now?
Yeah, it has kind of become my name with a lot of people, and I guess it, you know, it's easier to type out. It's a lot shorter than Marjorie Taylor Greene, so that does make it easy. So I go with that as well.
Well, Congresswoman, we're grateful to talk about your book, and it's an articulation of battles you're fighting in the halls of Congress and all of the consequences of being in Congress. I want to start with your effort to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. I played a clip from November 8th where he's talking about Mayorkas is talking about how they've pursued a comprehensive strategy to manage the unprecedented issue at our southern border. It doesn't feel like that here in the central part of the country in St. Louis. You said he needs to be impeached. Where's that process sit right now?
Well, you know, I had introduced articles of impeachment last Congress, and then I reintroduced them again, and they were sitting for 6 months in the Judiciary Committee, basically just collecting dust. And after two of my constituents were killed by a 17-year-old cartel member smuggling illegal aliens in our country in Texas, I was so upset about it. I introduced them as a privilege resolution on the House floor. And unfortunately, 8 Republicans voted with the Democrats, and 4 of those 8 Republicans serve on the Judiciary Committee. And they sent my articles of impeachment back to committee, where apparently they got put back on the shelf to collect some more dust. I was really outraged over that, because in my mind, it's like, how many dead Americans do we have to pile up before we actually impeach Secretary Mayorkas, who is willfully breaking our laws? And we've had over 10 million people cross our border since Biden took office, and there have been 1.8 million gotaways that are in our country. We don't know who they are, where they're from, what their purpose is, and it's believed that thousands of them are likely terrorists. And after seeing what happened in Israel, we're in real trouble. The same thing that could happen to us, but maybe a lot worse. So this is a no-brainer. Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security needs to be impeached. We have to bring accountability to an administration that has virtually had none and is ruining our country.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman representing the 14th District of Georgia. Her book out, you can get it shipping tomorrow, called MTG, should be easy for you to remember. I want to know about the effort you're making to get to the bottom of the southern border. I think I fully support it. I wish that all of the Republicans would support it. And it seems as though every time there's something that kind of feels like a no-brainer to the majority of the Republican Party or people who hold conservative values, a razor thin majority of Republicans in the House. You got 6 Republicans who say no. You got 8 Republicans who say no, or whatever it might be. And the drama becomes the story. And those 2 individuals from your district become a back burner concern. Talk to me about the drama in Congress and the Republicans' ability or inability to get things done.
Yeah, and then that's a shame. There shouldn't be, we should be able to fix our drama because we work for the American people. It's unfortunate. And our conference, we only have a few seat majority, and it takes 218 votes to get anything passed on the House floor. This is really why I wrote my book, MTG, was to pull the curtain back so that people could understand what happens in Congress or virtually why nothing happens in Congress, which is my frustration. But we have quite a division in our GOP conference right now, even though we have a new speaker. Not much has changed, honestly. And, we've got everything. You got your moderates, you've got your conservatives. I'm very conservative. You've got, and every type of Republican in between, and some I would argue are not so Republican themselves. But we have a really hard time getting an agreement on how to do things. And that's a shame, and it shouldn't happen. And another problem that's happening is, I call it revenge voting. Mm. There's some members of Congress, and it's pretty prevalent in our new freshman group and some others, where they just won't vote for something because it has someone's name on it they don't like. And I think that is the worst thing you can possibly do. It's our job to vote and vote the right way. And it shouldn't matter whether you like somebody or not. You should always vote and do the right thing for the country.
Yeah. It's hard to look at. I feel for somebody in your position, anybody who is representing a district where, a Republican district in New York might look a little different than the 14th district of Georgia. And so you have 2 Republicans in a Republican caucus where you need to come together and solve the problems of the American people, but the drama kind of gets in the way. It's like, if we're voting on principle, it seems as though that name on a bill shouldn't remove the principle of still representing what those people in those districts likely are trying to support.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I'll give you an example of one that is, this is a chapter in my book. I have a bill called the Protect Children's Innocence Act. And it's a bill that would stop the surgeries on anybody under the age of 18, like mastectomies, castration, the transgender surgeries on kids. And I mean, this is an 80% issue in polling across America with all voters, that Americans believe that kids need to grow up first. Let them grow up before they do anything so permanently damaging to their bodies. And this bill, I cannot get it passed because there's some Republicans, unfortunately, they're conservatives, and they think it's a state rights issue. And I can't argue enough that it is not a state rights issue, especially with California, New York, Washington, and other states. We're literally take kids away from their parents. The state government will take kids away from their parents so they can have their body parts chopped off. It's not a state rights issue anymore. So these are the types of arguments we have, and it is really destructive and debilitating to be able to do the right thing.
We're speaking with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene about her battles that she fights in the congressional halls as she represents the 14th District of Georgia. And she's written about a lot of these in her new book that is coming out, Ships Tomorrow. It's called MTG. Congresswoman, you know, I think about you. I don't know how many interviews you do in any given day or any given week, but the stuff that comes across my desk on any given day from anybody in Congress, it's, you know, we get the really, really punchy stuff that becomes a soundbite and a clip and it goes into the media. And you're a firebrand and you are sometimes a flamethrower. And I think people probably know a very small percentage of who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. Do you feel as though you're misunderstood at all in Congress?
Well, misunderstood is one thing, but I've been lied about. And that's an extreme frustration of mine. You know, ever since I entered Congress in January of 2021, the media basically created a character of me that doesn't exist. And then they sold it and basically put it in the news 24/7 across our country and even the world. And so that has been extremely unfair, and I address a lot of that in my book. I also talk about things that were happening in my life after I got kicked off of committees by 11 Republicans and all the Democrats, which was unbelievable. And I tell a very personal story, the one thing that I really cared about that was happening while I was getting nothing but horrific attacks and terrible headlines in the news. It wasn't those that bothered me. It was my dad's battle with cancer. But, you know, I tell all these stories because, I am a person, a real person, and I want people to know exactly who I am, what my words are, and what I really think and feel, not what the media has portrayed about me, which has been extremely unfair and a lot of lies. So the book was great, MTG. I have some funny stories in there. I even talk about the headline Jewish space lasers, a phrase I never said, but they wrote crazy stories about me.
Do you laugh when that happens, or do you get mad and then it becomes funny, or are you still mad about it?
Well, that one I was so shocked by. I still am shocked by it. So I thought this is worth writing about in the book. So I covered that topic. But I laugh about that one now, but in the beginning it was not so funny.
Right.
I spent a lot of time the first 6 months or so saving every article and news story, sending them to my attorney, demanding that we sue the media company or whoever said it. And then my attorney finally convinced me that I was going to go broke trying to sue everybody. Because they have such a high bar for people like me. If you're a public figure, it's very hard to win a lawsuit like that. But so I finally gave up on that and decided, you know what, I'll focus my attention to, I started roll calling votes. That's forcing Congress to vote on record, not with voice votes. And I found out that was much needed. America deserves a voting record that they can read of every member of Congress. And so I did that a lot, and I still do that this Congress.
Well, before we let you go, we're speaking with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. As you heard her say, her book, MTG, you can go order it right now. It ships tomorrow. And I want to ask you, probably the biggest news story that developed over the course of the weekend was those 40,000 hours of tapes that were released by the new speaker about January 6th. And I just want you to give us your thoughts on the tapes that have been released and what you want the American people to look at, see, know, or understand now that that's out there in the public.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I have a whole chapter about January 6th in my book. It's unbelievable. I was there in the House chamber when it happened, objecting to Joe Biden's Electoral College votes, and I had organized that objection with some of my colleagues, Matt Gaetz and others. And, you know, and I was also one of the only members of Congress to actually go in the D.C. jail and visit them back in November of 2021, that when they were being persecuted like so bad. I mean, they're still being persecuted now, but it was really bad then. And so there's a lot of meaning behind those videotapes for me after seeing what those men are going through, and they're still going through it. So the hour, it's been 90 hours actually have been released. Only 90 hours of 44,000 were released. And that was on the portal. That portal, it took months to build. That had been happening even before Speaker Johnson released them. Going back, I think, into the summer, they started building that portal. And I think it's important for people to be able to see anything that happened that day. The American taxpayer paid for it. Those are the Capitol buildings paid for by the taxpayers. The videotapes are paid by the taxpayers. And if they want to see them, I think truth is the best remedy. But here's the situation. Releasing the videotapes is not stopping the prosecutions of innocent January 6th people that just walked in the Capitol, or even were standing on Capitol grounds that are being indicted and prosecuted by the Department of Justice. So I've called on our speaker, Mike Johnson, to create a January 6th committee, a new committee that will hold the old committee accountable for their lies, hold Nancy Pelosi accountable, subpoena the FBI, subpoena the Department of Justice, and really push for accountability to stop what's happening to so many Americans.
Congresswoman, if a Democrat wins the 2024 election, are we in the status quo right now from January 6th?
Oh, my goodness. If a Democrat wins the 2024 election, I think we'll see things get a lot worse. You know, I met with Edward Bolsonaro and some other members of Congress from Brazil just 2 weeks ago, and they were telling me that since the Lula administration has taken over in Brazil, that they are coming after many supporters of Bolsonaro that are members of Congress, trying to take away their rights to hold political office. That they are cracking down on media, censoring people on social media. It got a lot worse in Brazil after this. I think if we don't get President Trump back in office, I think we're going to see things get even worse than they are right now.
Well, the book, you can find it at mtgbook.com. Congresswoman, thank you so much for the time today. It was a real pleasure to speak to you and hear about some of these things in your own words. And we look forward to seeing what the book has to say in more detail.
Yeah, thanks so much, Annie. I really enjoyed it. It was good to talk to you.
You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, I talk about a lot of
that interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene from 2 years ago. I thought that was really cool, especially listening to the end there where they talk about what will happen if Democrats win the 2024 election, you know? I think it's important. I guess we'll never know. I was just telling Brad, I think it's important to listen back to slices of news. I tried to do it on my weekend show, but it just doesn't hit the same way as mm-hmm. it would if I was doing it more often, because I just do one show a week, of course, doing the weekend show. But of what this day in history or this week in history held, and looking back 1 year, looking back 5 years, looking back 10 years, what were we talking about at that time? And I thought that was actually a pretty good time capsule for that. A couple of comments here, people chiming in, listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene say, Ender says she might have gone a bit batty for a bit, but she sounds the same here as she does now. There's that comment. And then this one says from Ivmai.
that's Frank.
Okay, it says, I think people like Marjorie just really want to get on major news shows and feel that trashing Trump is the only way to do it. So basically an attention play. Amy says, it makes me sad that MTG fell off the rails. I really did like her, even her kookiness. So, yeah, it's interesting stuff. I remember that interview thinking, well, probably 90% of the stuff that we all would agree with on the right side of the aisle, Marjorie Taylor Greene's right there. So, and that stood true. What's the results of this poll? Well, the question is, will the Epstein files boomerang on Democrats? The winner is, yes, it will, 57%. And then second is, it already has, at 27%. And finally, last place is, no, it will not, at 16%. Thanks so much for being here today. We will be the Manny Fry Show again tomorrow. And then Annie and, well, all of us really will be here Wednesday for a fun show pre-Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here. And if I forget to say it next couple days, happy Thanksgiving. We're going out on a date tonight, my wife and I, to see The Running Man, apparently. Thanks for participating in that as well. We'll see you tomorrow. And I got bad tattoos you won't believe. So kick out the jams, kick up the soul. Pour another glass of that rock and roll. Turn up the band, find the hole. Gonna lose control tonight. What do you want from me? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props. $150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.